how-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
We entered marriage, and you had this interesting idea that if anything broke around the house, who should be able to fix it?
Well, you, of course. You know, knowing that my dad could always fix things, I came into marriage with the concept of, you know, if anything breaks, then men should be able to fix it.
And so I tried to change the oil in a car one time and drain the transmission fluid. I tried to change the spark plugs in a car one time, set a car on fire. And all the way along, the challenge is, if I never get any more mechanical genes than I have, and I don't think I'm going to get many more, can Teresa still love me?
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
Where to look when disappointment comes? You know, life does seem to be filled at times with the disappointments of expectations that are dashed and relationships that might not turn out. But where do we look? During the course of our journey this week, we've talked about looking for the promises of God. He really does want us to embrace promises to hold on to.
That's Dr. David Ferguson, and this is Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the Great Commandment in the real world. We continue our series, Where to Look When Disappointment Comes. What would it take to get God's attention? That's our focus today on Great Commandment Radio. Let's get started. Here are David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
I hope maybe you at times can recall situations where on one hand you've had disappointment and pain, and the other a promise from God. And it's almost as if you looked up and said, now, God, we've got a problem here. I've got a disappointment and pain and discouragement, but on the other hand, I've got a promise from God. You, God, need to come forth and fulfill this promise. Looking to the promises of God, we've also talked about looking for the blessings of God, that He can bring those forth out of anything. In today's program, we're going to be looking for God's attention, the attention of God when disappointment comes. As we walk through life, there may be times when loneliness sets in and maybe others have ignored us or no one seems to be taking thought of us. And yet, the psalmist says in Psalms 139:3 that God is caringly involved in all of your ways. You know, when discouragement, disappointment comes, one of the things we want to look for is the attention of God. He's going to startle you to just kind of show up and say, now, Teresa, I was taking thought of you. Other people might not have, but I just took thought of you. And I know one of the powerful examples that you oftentimes share with our ministry couple retreats is a little story about the $50 bill.
You know, David, as you were just telling, presenting this, I personally don't think about God's attention when I'm disappointed. But that's exactly what He showed me one day. Attention is very important to me. Attention to me is to know me, to know about me, enter my world and give to me in the way that I need to be given to, and that's knowing me. I tell the story about when we had finished a conference in Atlanta and you had let me out. And when you let me out, you had given me a bunch of money. and I hurriedly paid for the luggage while you returned the rent car and we were to meet at the restaurant. We met at the restaurant and had lunch, and you said, honey, why don't you give me the rest of the money and I'll pay for the ticket. Well, when I reached into my pocket to pull out the money, it was gone. In my haste, I'm sure, trying to pay for the luggage, I pulled out all the money and part of it blew away. And one of the things that blew away, part of the money that blew away, was a $50 bill. Now, that's not a small amount of money. And I started just really ripping myself up, tearing myself down, at which point you lovingly reassured me, told me it was going to be okay, that we would, you know, take care of it. At that point, God entered into my world and showed me attention in this time of disappointment. He knew me at this level to know me that growing up in my family, money was a big deal. And so I had a tremendous amount of fear. That tapped into a memory that God brought of when I was a little girl. Mother had sent me to the grocery store to buy groceries for a Girl Scout camp out. Along the way, I lost the money. And when I came back home, because money was a big deal in our home, instead of Mother lovingly reassuring me like you did, she scolded me, sent me back outside alone to look for the money. Well, that impacted me, obviously, and God knew the attention that I needed to that detail to help heal that memory. Well, God didn't stop there. It was not too long after that I was in another airport. I was alone at that time. And I was putting my luggage on a conveyor belt. There wasn't a soul around me. And I happened to look down, and at my feet was a $50 bill. Mm. Now, I'm convinced that my Abba Father, Papa Daddy, Father God, knowing the amount of disappointment that I'd grown up with, the amount of attention that disappointment needed, I believe that good God wanted to meet me at that point in my need.
Mm. How about you? You have a good God who wants to meet you in the midst of your disappointments with His loving attention. He wants to take thought of you. Thanks for joining us today as we explore looking for God's attention in the midst of life's disappointments. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson. In our next segment, as we've done all week, we'll be taking you into a Great Commandment Living Conference with Dr. Ferguson. You can order audio cassettes or audio CDs of Great Commandment Living Conferences and other resources, as well as today's free download on helping you experience God's acceptance when disappointment comes. That, our Great Commandment Network of Churches, and much more, all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Experiencing the attention of your Heavenly Father. That's coming up next on Great Commandment Radio.
I don't think the kids even knew what we were going through during those times, because God was so faithful to show each of the children, give them unique attention, give us attention in the details of our lives.
We'll take a quick break, then continue with Great Commandment Radio right after this.
That verse says, if we would ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. All I want you to do is to simply yield to God about that. I want you to listen and yield.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Simple sentence. Father, I want you to deepen your work of humility in my life. Father, I want you, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to deepen your work of faith in me. Lord, I want you to deepen my work of the work of gratitude in my heart. I want you to pray like that, confident that verse says, if we would ask anything according to His will, He will hear us. And how about this joyous truth? You will have the request that you ask.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206. What do you do to try to get God's attention? Do some of your schemes ever backfire? Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, daily how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all commandments. Hosted by David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. All of this week, we've been taking you into a Great Commandment Living Conference. You can find a current schedule of conferences, even order audio cassettes and audio CDs of Great Commandment Living Conferences at our website, greatcommandment.net. And don't forget today's free download. That's all at greatcommandment.net. Our special thanks to our friends at New Horizon Church in Jackson, Mississippi, for making this recording of Dr. David Ferguson.
You need a picture of a Jesus who's taking thought of you. See, there's some of us here that we didn't have many people taking thought of us. We didn't have many people with us on their hearts. What you need is a picture of Jesus. You remember when those children come toward him? The disciples are trying to keep the children away. Do you remember that picture of Jesus? He says, oh no, you better let those little ones come unto me. And you remember what happens? Jesus takes those children in his arms. And he does two beautiful things with them. This is interesting. The master teacher, best we know from the scriptures, does not teach the children anything. He doesn't say, little Susie, now, little Susie, are you doing your lessons? Little Susie, are you having your quiet time? There's no record that Jesus taught these kids anything. You know what he did? The Bible says he touched them, hugged them, held them. And then he did the second thing. He blessed them. You know that there's some of us here that that's what God wants to do in this book. He wants to show up and he wants to give you a picture of a Christ who just welcomes you into his lap. And he wants to hold you and hug you and just whisper to you, I love you. I just took thought of you. You see, this book is living and active. And as you walk out the truth of this book, you'll find that the darkness of disappointments and pains grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Because he wants to meet you in this book. Secondly, there's some of us here. You know what we missed? We missed somebody just accepting us right the way we were. We just missed people just saying, you know what, you're a little different than me, but I love you. We missed someone just saying, I am going to quit trying to make you like me. We missed someone just accepting us the way we are. We may have grown up in environments where there was a lot of criticism. There was a lot of rejection. And part of what God wants to do is he wants to show up in this book and he wants to say to you, other people might not have want to hung out with you. Other people might not have want to spend time with you, but I tell you what, I do. Would that bless you if he did? You see, I'm encouraging you to realize this book is living and active, and what it means to walk in the light of the Word is in the midst of life's disappointments and pains. The Spirit of God wants to show up in this book and he wants to illumine to you that the one who wrote this book is longing to accept you just the way you are. In fact, you remember Romans 5:8 says he demonstrated his love towards you in that while you were yet a sinner. Isn't the most exciting verse the word while? He's demonstrated His love toward you, allowed Christ to die for you. While? We would all be in trouble if He said, I demonstrated My love to you after you shaped up. Right? See, this is a God who is ministering to you, accepted. He's going to want to show up in this book and whisper the words off the page of this book. Hey, some other people have rejected you. Other people have criticized you. Other people have not wanted to be with you. But the Creator is longing to be with you.
Does that image of a Christ who welcomes little children into His arms, is that somehow a blessing to you? A Christ who wants to take thought of you. He wants to minister attention to you. Maybe others around you have at times pushed you away, just like the disciples did these children. Maybe you've at times, in the midst of your disappointments, felt a little lonely or isolated. We have a Christ who wants to welcome us into His arms. He wants to startle us, if you will, with His loving attention. You know, even as you think about that reality, can you also imagine that across the page of the Bible we read of a Christ who was oftentimes disappointed? He was disappointed at times by some of the rejection He experienced. The Scriptures talk about one of His sermons in His own hometown, and yet the Bible says that many of those who heard Him became indignant against Him. He was disappointed. There was occasions on which His family didn't understand Him, even labeled Him at times, has He gone mad? You see, Christ experienced a lot of disappointments. I remember one of those on the Mount of Transfiguration. You might recall that time when He took His three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, to that mount. And on that day, the Bible says that Moses appeared there, Elijah appeared there with Him. But do you recall what happened to the disciples? The Bible says they went to sleep. With His closest friends there on His most exciting and maybe blessed day, His disciples sleep through it. Must have been disappointed. But do you recall that the Father ministered attention to Him? In the midst of that scene, the Bible says, a voice speaks from heaven. What if you had been one of those sleeping disciples, and you hear a voice from heaven, and it says, this is My beloved Son, listen to Him. What if those were the words that had awakened you from the sleep? I think what just happened was, in the midst of Christ's disappointment, His Heavenly Father gave Him attention. His Heavenly Father took thought of Him. That's who God is. You have a God in the midst of your disappointments today, your times of discouragement or loss, your times of loneliness. He wants to startle you with some of His loving attention. In our closing segment, we'll explore the overwhelming wonder of such a God who, in the midst of our disappointments, wants to care for us. Thanks for joining us today.
Dr. David Ferguson, if you'd like to attend a Great Commandment Living Conference in your area, go to our website. You'll find our schedule and locations. If you'd like to attend a Great Commandment Living Conference by audio cassette or audio CD, it's the next best thing. You can also receive a free daily download from Great Commandment Radio, chat rooms, information on resources that can help you as a parent in your marriage or single or church leadership, and a lot more, all at greatcommandment.net. That is greatcommandment.net. Final thoughts with David and Teresa Ferguson coming up next on Great Commandment Radio.
You have a God who wants at times to maybe whisper silently to you, or during one of your times of prayer, or in the midst of caring people in your life, wants to remind you, hey, this is me. Hey, this is me. This is God. I've just taken thought of you.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for living out the Great Commandment. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, what acceptance looks like in the real world.
I could take you to a place called Hope in the City where they gather with blankets and meals in a homeless shelter. We have support groups for alcoholics And all along the way, what's happening is they're communicating the love of Jesus that says, in spite of your life difficulties, in spite of the violence you might have been involved in, or your angry rages, or the addictions that might have gripped you, we're going to accept you the way we have been accepted. That's what Romans 15:7 is all about. Accept one another as we've been accepted by Christ.
For more tips on Great Commandment living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. When disappointment or loss comes into your life, what does it take to get God's attention? Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. Don't forget to visit our website for today's free download on experiencing God's attention when disappointment comes. That and more you'll find at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. To wrap up today's program, back to David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
You know, I think the reality of life is we're either coming out of disappointment, or we're in it now, or we're about to go into some of life's disappointments. That's a part of what life in a world of tribulation is really all about. And yet, in the midst of those disappointments, the love of God is kind of challenging us to say, you know, I wonder if God wants to kind of show up and startle you with some of His attention. He's taking thought of you in the midst of your disappointments. Whatever they may be today, you have a God who wants at times to maybe whisper silently to you, or during one of your times of prayer, or in the midst of carrying people in your life, wants to remind you, hey, this is me. Hey, this is me. This is God. I've just taken thought of you. Would you be open to that as you walk through some of your disappointments? I still look back fondly on a time when Teresa, you and I walked through some of those challenging times of disappointment. They were financial struggles and time of having lost a job, the midst of a real estate crisis in our city, and the ministry we were involved in at that time was actually not able to pay us a salary. We did a lot of volunteer work. We moved from house to house, not quite exactly sure where we were going to end up. And yet in the midst of that, God began, as we've been talking about today, to really remind us that we were on His heart. He was showing us His attention. I remember a knock at the door in one of those houses we had moved into. Opening the door to find that some caring friends had taken thought of us and they brought groceries to our house. I was first challenged with the humility of that, and then secondly, just the thought that God had placed us on their hearts. And it began something for us as a family that was really a powerful lesson, because it wasn't long till we actually began to look for the blessings of God. We got the whole family looking for the attention of God. And it really ended up being a wonderful time of bonding our family together as we started looking not at the problem, at the disappointments, but actually kind of looking for the blessings.
I think one of the neat things as we're reflecting even on this story, I don't think the kids even knew what we were going through during those times, because God was so faithful to show each of the children, give them unique attention, give us attention in the details of our lives. In one of the jobs that you had, the kids were going to a private Christian school, and he allowed you to be the principal. It just happened yep. that there wasn't a principal during that time, and he allowed you to be principal so you could, quote-unquote, barter, change, you know, trade services so the kids didn't have to leave their school. So that was a detail of the family need that he gave attention to. And it was such a wonderful opportunity that he was doing so much that we decided that we need to share a blessing book. We need to start a blessing book so that the children could really look at how much attention God was giving to us, so that they wouldn't lose sight of what was going on and how much He loved us.
Yeah. So imagine we would gather in the midst of some very challenging financial times and instability about careers in the future, and yet we were recounting in the Journal of Gratefulness, we began to call it, the blessing book, things like, this child just met a new friend at school today, and we were writing that down. And this one just learned to ride the bicycle without training wheels. And, you know, this one, we were looking for the blessings of God. God's attention seemed to be everywhere. And, you know, His attention is everywhere, because you have a God who knows you so intimately, loves you so deeply, that He is taking thought of you. He has you caringly on His heart. As we close our program today, maybe you're right now in a point of disappointment, discouragement, during a time of loss or pain. In the midst of that, would you just imagine Christ, picture Him however you picture Christ, but He welcomes you just like He did those little children. He welcomes you into His arms. And He, for you, like for those children, does two things. He embraces you, and He speaks words of blessing over you. Just picture yourself embraced by the Christ as He speaks words of blessing over you. He has taken thought of you today. In the midst of your disappointments, Christ has taken thought of you. Rejoice in that. And thanks again for journeying with us as we explore His attention in the midst of life's disappointments.
David and Teresa Ferguson, don't forget to visit our website for today's free download on how to experience acceptance when disappointment comes. At our website, you'll also find information on ongoing workshops and seminars, a list of Great Commandment churches that have ongoing ministries that may be of service to you or someone you know, and resources for parents, marriages, church leadership, singles, and more, all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Coming up on the Thursday edition of Great Commandment Radio, looking for God's acceptance when disappointment comes.
As you were growing up, maybe in Sunday school or church, some little child's organization, you learned to sing about little Zacchaeus climbing a tree. Now, since we're on the air, I'm not going to ask my wife to really sing this song.
Thank you, and y'all will thank Him too.
Join us tomorrow and bring a friend to experience Great Commandment Radio.